Welcome to Show Up and Surrender, conversations and thoughts about life, about the good things and the bad things, and everything in between, unedited, straight from my microphone to your ears. I'm Biddy, and I'm so happy that you're here. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Show Up and Surrender. I wanted to take some time to talk about yoga therapy, because if you've been here a little bit longer, or if you've been following me, you might have heard me talk about the training that I'm doing. I'm training to become a yoga therapist at the Yoga Therapy Institute. And I realize that while for me, this might be a common sentence, that it might not be the case for everyone, because I think it deserves a little bit of explanation what yoga therapy actually is. And I wanted to actually record several podcasts on this topic. I am, for the very first time, actually recording video as well. So if you are coming to this on my website or on Substack, where my newsletter is housed, you will actually be able to see me talk, if that is something that you would like. You'll see me in my studio, just sitting at my desk with a microphone in front of me. I thought it would be a good idea to talk first about why I decided to go back to school, because I've had quite some yoga training already. I have over 750 training hours. I think I'm actually getting close to 900. And I trained in yoga nidra, yoga, restorative yoga, flow yoga, and I did many different shorter trainings with that as well, including a 200 and a 300 hour education. One of which was with Heart and Bones Yoga, which gave me and my anatomy nerd inner Biddy so much happiness and so much knowledge. And I think the reason that not just I as a yoga teacher, but many of my friends who are yoga teachers continue to learn is because the more you learn, for one, the more you know what you don't know, but also the more curious you get, because we work with the human body and with the human mind in such a beautiful way that you keep seeing and discovering new things. And I love gaining knowledge also because the more people I meet, the longer I teach classes, the more questions you get. And I don't want to answer questions where I'm not fully sure of the answer. So one of the things that really helped me with my modern teacher training with Bree and Kat from Heart and Bones Yoga really gave me a lot of knowledge on how the body works and how practices that were created long, long time ago, mostly for men, for healthy men, actually, how those might not really apply to each and every body, which I guess if you take some time to think about it, it makes sense, right? Your body is different from your neighbor's body, is different from the body of your parent and of your kids, if you have kids. So, needless to say, you might need different things in movement, in rest, even in breathing, than the person next to you. And I think quite often this is not addressed in group classes. And it's not necessary. Let's be clear. It's not necessary when someone has a fully healthy body and is able to think in a way that they know that they don't have to look the same as the person next to them. But I also think that in our current world, where our view of the world is so big because we have internet, we have TV, we see so many different things, it's very easy to get caught up in the idea of how something is supposed to look. And I love having video, because now if you're watching the video, you see me make the quote marks. Because it also comes from the idea that yoga is supposed to look a certain way. And while that may be the case for many people, I don't think that's realistic because we don't have the same body. So that's one of the reasons why we keep learning. Now, as I have grown my own practice, as my own practice continues, as my own self-study continues, and my body is changing, I'm going through menopause and it's causing so many changes. And I live in a hypermobile body, which is making what I need from a practice very different from what a non-hypermobile person might need. And there's so many things that I notice in my own practice that make me very aware of how I teach. I'm very careful with how I teach. And I think maybe when I just started, I was very different, probably, even though I was already quite aware of the fact that we needed adjustments, because my own body very often needs adjustments in poses. So that awareness only grew. And the trainings that I did all also supported that, supported me, giving me tools on how to offer a class that is actually respectful of the differences in people's bodies and minds as well. So very important. What I also learned over the past years is that I get energy from big groups. Of course I do. Well, I say of course, that is not a given, but I do get energy from teaching bigger groups. And I have a few group classes that have actually quite a big group of people. And for me, a big group is 20 people. I mean, I assisted Adrian from Find What Feels Good when she taught thousands of people. So I realized that a group of 20 is not big for some, but it is big for me. Because in a group of 20 people, when I look into the room, I am aware that there is no way that I can see each and every person with the amount of attention that actually catches if they are about to injure themselves, all of them. So I scan the room as much and as best I can. I try to give adjustments verbally most of the time, depending on what I see as I scan the room. However, my heart lies with smaller groups. And with smaller groups, I dive deeper because it's easier for me to adjust what I'm saying, what I'm sharing, to what the people in front of me need. That grew into me starting to teach one-on-one classes. And I'm very lucky. I have an amazing friend who's a physiotherapist who has her office really close to my house. And she asked me if I wanted to help some of her clients by sharing yoga with them, because she thought they could benefit from it. And this grew into me now having my own space in her office building and helping several of her clients with the tools of yoga. But as soon as I started doing that one-on-one work with people, I realized there was so much that I still didn't know, that I still don't know. And I wanted to fully back up my intuition with knowledge, because intuitively I would have ideas on why someone should or shouldn't do something. And I think it helps. It helps that I have had many injuries and I've been sick quite a lot over the course of the more than 50 years that I've been on this earth. That gave me a lot of ideas on what might be good and might not be good for people. But I very quickly realized that there's also a lot that I don't know. And I always am aware of the fact that what works for me might not work for someone else because they've led a different life. Their body reacts differently. And then I started researching. Okay, so what am I going to do? Where am I going to study to fill in these gaps? And then yoga therapy came up quite fast as the most logical thing. And I found the Yoga Therapy Institute, which is based in the Netherlands. But what I really love, it's not but, what I really love about them, among many other things, is that most of the training modules are online. They moved online because of COVID, of course. Yet they continue online. And that's amazing because the classes that I'm in, which are full-on study modules of 5 days, sometimes six in a week, where we are online together for the whole day with people from all over the world. Our teachers are from all over the world. The students are. So this gives you such a rich base of people and experiences that we get to share, which has really made this so much more than I hoped that it would be. And I had high hopes, I'll be honest. So I will spend a lot more time and a lot more episodes diving into this because I really want to explain to you what I do in these sessions because I think it's valuable. I think it's not known enough how much yoga therapy could help people. So I wanted to start by, and I'm just looking it up because there's a beautiful definition from the International Association of Yoga Therapists, which is the bigger organization that actually you have to apply to be credited from, and I will do that after I finish my training, to become a licensed yoga therapist. But let's start with their definition. Yoga therapy is the professional application of the principles and practices of yoga to promote health and well-being within a therapeutic relationship that includes personalized assessment, goal setting, lifestyle management, and yoga practices for individuals or small groups. In that definition, they already touch on a few very important things that make yoga therapy different from yoga and one-on-one yoga. One of that is the personalized assessment. One of the big differences is that when you start yoga therapy with me or with anyone who has graduated from my training, the first two sessions will be assessments. It will be an intake where we talk about your background, your medical history, about the things that are present, your life and what it looks like now. And that takes quite some time. And it's quite an in-depth talk. And it's always geared towards the problem that you might bring to the table. Say you have a broken leg and you want help recovering from that. That's what the main focus will be, but we'll never just look at your broken leg. We will look at the whole picture on each and every aspect that makes you the person that you are. And then the second session will also focus on both your movement and breath, and we'll take some time to assess where you are now with that, with the movement, with the breath. We will create a goal together with you, because it's not about what I think you should have as a goal. It will always be about what your client's goal is. And then I create practices for you from all the tools that yoga gives us. So that is both the movement, the asana, the poses that you may know from yoga, with the breath work, with helping you find rest. It's the whole package. And I think one of the main things that we are taught, especially in all the biomedical modules that I've had so far, is all the contraindications. Because so often people walk into a group class and say, yeah, my doctor said I should try yoga because I have a heart problem, because I am recovering from a burnout. And there's many, many different reasons people get sent to yoga. Yet, if you have heart disease, if you have high blood pressure, there are contraindications. And in the yoga therapy session, we are very aware as yoga therapists of these contraindications. So we make sure that the practice that you do is safe and built around you. Now, we could never do that in a big group class. You can do it in small groups if people come in with the same contraindications, for instance. We can make a small group for people with, let's say, asthma. It would be an option. I grab asthma out of thin air because I'm an asthmatic. So going from everything that I have learned, everything that I know about what people should not do if they have a certain disease or injury, gives me a safer starting point from what we can do. And I'm smiling because knowledge is power, right? It's a known saying, but knowing what you can't do, to use that as the jump off point for all the things that you can do, because that's the beauty of yoga. There is always so much that you can do. That is opening up a world of wealth, I think. And to get to share that with people, to get to share that with clients, is amazing. It's something that I love so, so much. So everything that I've learned so far, I've already started implementing in the one-on-one sessions that I have with people. I've started implementing it in my group classes. There are certain things I will never, ever do again in a group class with the knowledge that I have now. I could talk about this for hours, but I wanted to keep this first episode that I am putting online about yoga therapy short, because I just wanted to make an introduction on why I started studying, what makes yoga therapy different from regular, I mean, it's such a generalizing word, but what makes yoga therapy different from yoga classes. And if you know that this is interesting to you, then you'll know that you'll be interested in the episodes that I will be recording about this in the future. But yeah, I wanted to share a little bit also because I am coming up to the end of my modules. I have one more training module coming up in May, which is on the endocrine system. And then I get to start my case studies, which is amazing. It's been a year and 4 or 5 months since I studied. Since I started my studies, I have done a module about every 6 weeks. And I am almost halfway through the whole process, because now I will have to start doing case studies with 14 people. And every person will get a session, will get 7 sessions one-on-one with me. And I am so excited to get that started. But I also wanted to start putting word out there. So if you think, oh, Pity, that is interesting, I want to know more about these case studies, I am starting to make a list of names. Give me your name. Give me your email address, send it to me at biddy@yogavayu.nl. I will put it in the description as well for you, to let me know that you'd be interested to hear more about these case studies, because you might want to be a part of them. And then as soon as I am ready to give out more information, because I want to make a little bit of an information package, probably on the website, where you can read a little bit about it, because I always think it's nicer to take in the core information first, and then we can talk about whether that is something you might be interested in doing with me. But I'm compiling the list so you can be the first to know. So send me an email. All you have to say is, yes, keep me posted on your case studies, and I will add you to the list. And I think I'm going to stop talking now. Thank you for being here. I'm waving to you in case you were here with video and everything. Go to yogavayu.nl if you want to learn more about me. I will add the link to my amazing school, the Yoga Therapy Institute. And I'm so grateful I found them, because the people I've met studying there for the last year and several months have given me so much knowledge, but also so much joy. And I've met so many amazing people. It's just making me very happy. So That's it for now. Thank you for listening. I hope to hear or see you soon. I struggled with my words there, but I hope to be in contact with you one way or the other soon. Until next time.